Montreal.
Procedure News. I'm Danny Aubry. Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec, or BANQ, the province's national library, has decided to move ahead with plans to create a database of cultural and government content that can be used to train generative AI systems. The Quebec government provided the BANQ with $340,000 for an initial feasibility study and another $750,000 for the next experimentation phase of the project, which will last for approximately 12 months. Marie Grégoire, president and chief executive officer of BANQ, said the aim of the project is to train AI systems so they better reflect Quebec society and culture. Grégoire says that this new database could be a centralized way to compensate creators for their contributions, but did not address the criticism that AI undermines working opportunities for artists. The BANQ says that the plan is for the trained AI platform to become fully operational by 2029, and the estimated budget for the project is $10.5 million through 2030. The vast majority of Canada Post workers approved a tentative agreement to a new contract on Monday after more than 2 years of labor strife. According to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, the contract entails a 5-year deal which involves wage increases of 3% in the first 2 years and 6.5% in the following years. It also entails hikes that match the annual inflation rate, enhanced benefits for employees, and a weekend parcel delivery model. Canada Post CEO Doug Ettinger stated that he is pleased with what the contract has to offer and is confident that it will restore trust in the postal system. The 55,000 Canada Post employees will soon sign the agreements, which expire on January 31st, 2029. Well-known actress Kelly Curtis passed away late last week at her home in Bellevue, Idaho, at age 69. Born Kelly Lee Curtis in Santa Monica, California in 1956, her acting career officially began in the early 1980s, shortly after graduating from the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute. She would later star in hit films such as Trading Places, Magic Sticks, and Checkpoint, but was best known for portraying Miriam Creasel in The Devil's Daughter. She is also credited for appearing in popular TV shows such as The Equalizer, False Arrest, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and The Sentinel, where she portrayed Lieutenant Carolyn Plummer. Kelly Curtis is survived by her husband John and her sister actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Her cause of death remains uncertain. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
It is June 7th, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. The show's REVC. Another week on the turntables over here. After a little week of congé, I was off in old Philadelphia, the old city, visiting the parents and everything. And so, of course, today, a bit of a collection of the stuff I've been listening to. Some picks from the archive, some picks from some favorite artists, some new music. Honestly, the way it always is. But we're going to start off with a song I'm pretty sure you guys know. I was home talking about the early Killers albums. I've been talking a lot about the Killers for some reason because I just found out that they've been releasing albums since 2020 that are actually pretty good. This is all to say I'm not even playing a Killers song. I was in the car with my parents, I was bringing this up. We were talking about how great those first albums were, and my dad was like, yeah, they had that great album with Fake Tales of San Francisco. We all, of course, jumped on him immediately, but it reminded me of just how good an album that actual first Arctic Monkeys album is. So, why not listen to that song? And then we're going to tune into the new Off Montreal album, which I actually quite like. A rare opinion on the Montreal album that came out after like 2015, but first, here's a Fake Tales of San Francisco.
Fake
out. I don't want to hear you kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you, I don't want to hear you. Fate tells us San Francisco echo through the air. And there's a few bored faces at a black hole wishing they weren't there. And as the microphone squeaks, the young girl's telephone beeps. Yeah, she's dashing for the exit. Oh, she's running to the streets outside. Oh, you saved me, she screams down the line. The band were fucking wanking, I'm not having a nice time. I don't want to hear you.
Kick me out, kick me out.
I don't want to hear you, no. Amazing though, so all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Feeling the humiliation. FMFest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sala Reina and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and conflit majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. My name is Maxwell. The name of the show, it's REVC. You just heard one of my favorite Magnetic Field songs that I'm pretty surprised I've never played on air before. That was Grand Canyon. Before that, Wanting on Air. That's the new of Montreal. Aethermead is the new album. Wow, pretty exciting. You know, I'm a major of Montreal fan. One of my favorite acts. Big impact on me growing up. But it's rare when a new of Montreal album comes out and you're listening to it and you're going, this is not that bad. This is pretty good. So that song, that's one of them that I quite like. And I'm sure in the next few weeks, I'm going to keep going back to that well. And then, of course, we opened with Victors of San Francisco from the debut, I believe, Arctic Monkeys album, Whatever People Say I Am. That's What I'm Not. So good. We're going to keep it going with some Stereolab. There's new Lugnut, which I played on the show before. And then why not go back to the archive with some Super Friends? But first, this act that I just found out about that I've never heard before, even though they've got some listens. 2010's very vintage sound. They're called Optagonally Yours. This track is called Hope in Your Eyes off their album OY in Hi-Fi.
Hi-Fi. Thank you. you sang the anthem with the choir, and I can sympathize with anyone who tries. I joined the last parade at the back with the pictures and underpaid. For this they said they would not stand, you up front marching in the swirling band. It rained so hard that day, the marshal lost his way. He led the floats astray. In the months that were to follow, I tried to stay in bed and live my life under the covers. Sun broke and began to sweat at the rotary. The two ends finally met, exchanging ten pleasantries, swapping swag and opportunities. No one could outlast the detonation blast, the depth of all our souls, the injured dreams on coals. The months that were to follow, I tried to stay in bed and live my life under the covers and wave the bushes away from each other. It's only life that'll bring you down, and nervousness that keeps you out. Of all the dreams about my past, I always dreamed that this would last.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM or tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. Name of the show, it's... guess what? It's REVC. The Refried Ectoplasm Variety Corner. You just heard Half Mast by the Super Friends. That's a classic of the show now. I love that thing. Little two-minute song, so much fun. Of course, off their signature album, Stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness. Before that, the new Lug Nut. I think they've only got like three songs out, and I've played each one. I really like their stuff. Of course, a little act out of the UK. That was Shoemaker. Of course, the single is called Shoemaker. It has their other two singles on it, and you just know it. Before that, we heard a song off of Cobra and Faze's group play Voltage in the Milky Night, a favorite Stereolab album of mine. That track was Puncture in the Radax Permutation. Leave it to them. And then we opened up with Optagonally Yours. The track was Hope in Your Eyes. After this, we're keeping it rolling. There's new Born at Midnight. I've been really enjoying that. Then, after that, we'll listen to some R. Stevie Moore. You know I love that. After that, some Avalon Tassonier. You know I love that album, that Annette Street. And then we'll get into the last 15 minutes of the show. Gonna keep it rolling with the new Knitting. And then just a look into the past, why not? Some Modern Lovers. And why not some 60s stuff, All My Sorrows. A song I really thought I had played on the station before. But since we're listening to some good off Montreal, why not listen to A Little More? Right now we're listening to Arsif Plock and Go Fret. They released an album, Acid and Adolu Funk. This one's called Surgun, with both the U's, S-U-R-G-U-N. They both got umlauts overhead. I know I've talked about Arsif Plock before. I love the Turkish funk sound. Well, I'll let you enjoy the last half a minute of this, and then after that, Born at Midnight, R. Stevie Moore. The track, Born at Midnight, it's called Smash. They've got a new little thing out, part 3, that I believe they're in the lead up to an album. Thank you.
I don't feel that I have to prove anything to anyone else.
Like some random whatever. Well, I got news for you, pal.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell, and the name of the show is REVC. You just heard What Say You by Avalon Tassoni. Before that, you heard Ready, Set, Grow by R. Stevie Moore. And before that, Smash by Born at Midnight. After the ads, some Sufjan, why not?
By the way. Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadura on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
See the concern. secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on the ledgers, and they got a lot of great desks and chairs at the government center. They gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock and non-stop tonight at the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the ledgers. Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So, let's rock the non-stop tonight at the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they'll put the stamps on the letter. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. That feeling we have inside, we're gonna transmit. The secretaries will have to stand up and not be able to sit. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared if we get kicked out. Oh, that feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and you're tuned in across the beautiful big wide web at CJLO.com. My name is Maxwell. Name of the show, it's REVC, or it was. as it's over now. As you hear our outro song, Lear in the Park by Frog Eyes, you just heard All My Sorrows, the cover by Of Montreal. That's off the great Lagniappe Sessions. There's a few good picks on there. Before that, Government Center, The Modern Lovers off, of course, The Modern Lovers album. And then we opened up to 15 minutes listening to I Wasn't Fully Cooked by Knitting, the new track, and Lady Macbeth in Chains off that Sufjan Stevens, Angelo D'Agostin collab record, A Beginner's Mind. I love that thing, I love that thing, and that song is just so beautiful. That is it for me this week. I'll be right back next week with, I think, a lot of new music on the slate next week. You'll just have to tune in and find out what it's about. Until then. You're